first ever Las Vegas Grand Prix runs this Saturday. In a historic moment for motorsports enthusiasts, the first ever Las Vegas Grand Prix is set to rev up the city's iconic streets on Saturday, November 18. The anticipation has been building, marking a significant milestone in the world of racing as the entertainment capital of the world transforms into a high-octane racing circuit. Las Vegas makes history. Organized by the Formula One Group, the Las Vegas Grand Prix promises a thrilling spectacle, drawing racing fans from around the globe to witness the race unfold in the heart of the famed Las Vegas Strip. The city, renowned for its vibrant nightlife and entertainment, will now add the roar of engines and screeching tires to its repertoire. The circuit, designed to showcase the city's iconic landmarks, will wind its way through the bustling streets, offering a unique backdrop for the inaugural race. The race weekend is expected to bring a surge of energy and excitement to the city, with a mix of on-track action and off-track festivities. Formula One drivers, teams, and fans alike are eager to experience the challenges and excitement that the new Las Vegas Grand Prix circuit has to offer. The tight turns and long straights will test the skills of the drivers, providing an additional layer of unpredictability to the race. For some, those skills have already been put to the test, with horrible outcomes. During a practice run 2 days before the race, Carlos Sainz's Ferrari was damaged when it ran over a manhole cover that flipped out of place. The damage to the engine was irreversible, leading Team Ferrari to bring in additional equipment. Because the equipment allocation was outside of F1 specifications, Sainz lost 10 spots in the starting grid. However, what's more worrisome is what may happen when the drivers begin to run their 50 laps during the actual race. The Grand Prix invasion. As the clock ticks down to the main event, which will take place Saturday night, the city is buzzing with preparations. Street closures, safety barriers, and grandstands are still being put in place to ensure a seamless and secure racing environment. Local businesses have been gearing up for an influx of visitors, with hotels, restaurants, and bars anticipating a surge in activity over the race weekend. The Las Vegas Grand Prix is not only a significant sporting event but also a boon for the local economy. The influx of visitors, both domestic and international, is expected to contribute substantially to the hospitality and tourism sectors, providing a welcome boost after a challenging period for the industry. It will also give a boost to sportsbooks. Several sports betting operators have already witnessed record numbers of bets for any Formula One race. Max Verstappen, driving for Team Red Bull, tops the list of drivers, getting -350 on DraftKings and -250 on FanDuel. Lando Norris and Team McLaren have quickly moved up on the charts, now occupying second place. DraftKings has him at +850 and FanDuel puts him at +900. The Grand Prix enjoys a solid and remarkable history. The Monaco Grand Prix, established in 1929, stands as the oldest race on the Formula One calendar, distinguished by its challenging street circuit winding through the streets of Monte Carlo. This event holds a unique and prestigious status within the world of motorsports. Scuderia Ferrari emerges as the most successful team in Grand Prix history, having amassed numerous championships and boasting a rich racing heritage since their debut in 1950. The iconic red cars have become synonymous with Formula One excellence. Michael Schumacher secures his place in history by holding the record for the most Formula One World Championships, claiming 7 titles during his dominant era in the 1990s and early 2000s. His unparalleled success cements his legacy as one of the sport's greatest drivers. In a groundbreaking moment for women in motorsports, Maria Teresa De Filippis, an Italian driver, achieved the distinction of becoming the first and only female driver to score points in Formula One. This milestone was reached with her 10th place finish in the 1958 Belgian Grand Prix, breaking barriers in a male-dominated arena.